Actually, this first song I'm going to do, because I like to do it occasionally, it's a lot of fun. There's a band out in California called The Hickmen, and they do a lot of my songs, and they're really good guys. And they recorded two albums, and they put a couple of my songs on there. But a couple months ago, they started writing songs that were kicking my ass. So I'm going to do a cover of my cover band. It's a really good song. It's called Costco Socks. I pulled my big ass SUV into the Costco lot, into the Costco lot, into the Costco lot. And I filled that motherfucker up with all the crap that Costco's got, and drove off wearing Costco socks. I used to buy my hand from the butcher man, and one day I up and stopped all the merchants on the block. They knew the day those footsteps stopped. And now the big box at the edge of town, well, that's where my feet do walk. And every step they take is in Costco socks. No mom and pop, no union shop, I don't need that shit no more. I save $1.37 and the pizza's hot. One world, one store. Well, now God said to Abraham, I'll give you all I got of these hot parched sands, of these sun-blasted rocks. And though Abe was a prophet, well, there's no way he could have thought that all of this would lead to Costco socks. Well, now the poor get fucked and the rich just love to show off all they've got. Well, their dumb shit president, they're gonna play that golf carts. And from the boardrooms to the country clubs, I don't know, but I hear talk. Even the rich are wearing Costco socks. No mom and pop, no union shop, we don't need that shit no more. I saved $1.37 and the pizza's hot. One world, one store. My bones will rot in my Costco burial plot, in the Costco parking lot. And as my loved ones close the lid upon my Costco box, I'll spend eternity in Costco socks. No mom and pop, no union shop, I don't need that shit no more. I saved $1.37 and the pizza's hot. One world, in one world, one store, yeah! In Costco socks. In Costco socks. In Costco socks. This is no secret. A lot of you probably know that Camper and Cracker got all our equipment ripped off. Yeah, not once but twice in the same 1 month period. So the stuff that the insurance companies reimbursed us and we replaced, that got stolen. So it's kind of a fucked up year. But we're healthy and we're happy and we're friends and we feed our kids. Those with us with kids feed our kids with music and.